So we're talking about going local as we're in a different country. How much of the local culture do you absorb? How much like local, because we both live in Japan, right?
Yes.
How much in percentage, for example, how much Japanese food would you say you eat?
Oh, I would say like probably 80% of
That's
my
a lot.
food is Japanese food. Yeah, I like it because most of it is healthy and it's actually what I can get in the cafeteria at work. So, yeah.
It's convenient.
It's convenient. What about you?
Well, I mostly make my own food, and Japanese food is really difficult to make, I think. I'm really challenged when it comes to cooking anyway. I'm really bad at cooking, and to have to try and learn a new style of cooking is just too much for me. I'm really lazy. So I would probably say if I'm cooking food myself, I never cook Japanese food, 0% of the time. I never. But if I go to a restaurant, then sure, I can eat some Japanese food sometimes.
I sometimes watch the TV and learn how to cook Japanese food. There are some easy recipes. Do you ever watch the Japanese television? There's
I
tons of.
try, but yeah, like you said, it's a lot of cooking
There's a
programs.
lot of. That was what about to say. That tons of cooking TV shows, programs.
Yeah, and I watch cooking programs and I just get angry that I can't cook. I can't do it like that, so I just get frustrated, so I stop watching.
Oh, I
Yeah.
see.
What about other kinds of shows? So, like, not just cooking shows.
Well, they have, I guess they have pretty funny shows, but I don't understand what they're saying. But I try to follow them, and yeah, sometimes they're very interesting. They also talk about clothing season was trending in Japan, what young people are doing. They have some interviews sometimes, very interesting interviews, and they're always teaching you something. So it's something that I like about Japanese TV. You're always learning something from other countries as well.
That's true. So how about like your friendship circles? How much percentage of your friends would you say are Japanese versus international?
Oh, I would say probably 40% are Japanese. Yeah, the rest of them are international people because I work with international people, so I spend most of the time with them.
And when you're with your Japanese friends, do you speak mostly in English or mostly in Japanese?
Oh, I would say like probably 70% Japanese and the rest would be English because normally when they know a second language is English, not Spanish. So I like 0% Spanish
Oh, wow.
with Japanese, but yeah, like I would say 70% of the conversation is in Japanese also because I want to practice my Japanese. Yeah, what about you?
Well, I'd say out of my friends, recently I've had like no time to socialize. So probably about 30% of my friends are Japanese. But when I speak with them, it's mostly in Japanese. I don't like speaking in English. It's just like probably for the same reasons as you, like I want to practice my Japanese.
But I will say that from my Japanese friends, like most of them, probably like 80% of them always want to speak in English because they want to practice English too. So it's like a give and take. Like we speak a little bit in Japanese, but sometimes we speak more in English. It depends also the topic and what you're talking about.
If it's a topic you can talk about, then yeah, go for it in Japanese. But if it's a difficult topic,
Yes, exactly.